Oh, hello everyone. Okay, I'm gonna write my own creep song right now, I think. I think that's right. Oh, yeah. Oh. Maybe it was one tap.
I'm so sorry I was such a fucking creep. Fucking creep, I really wish that I could do much better. You're a nice guy and I wish that we could sit down, have a cup of tea together.
Thinking about this photo I saw of him holding up his kid that was clearly taken by a photographer from behind, and it just like, I mean, I'm a total tryhard, but that just seemed like the most tryhard thing I have ever seen.
I wonder if my words will ever reach a happy feet.
A good start, right? Hey, look, I just put up an episode and took it down again because I'm having technical difficulties. I want to download the song that I just recorded, and because I used a weird emoji for the title in the platform, I can't find it. So now I'm probably worrying people because I just put an episode down and then took it up. I'm just a nerd with brain stuff going on, but anyway, everybody else who isn't them, I'd say if it's them, they'd be listening. Oh, my stomach's gurgling, which means I have to eat. Yeah, so everyone, basically, this podcast is getting republished, with not just the song, but also a slight explanation, I was a fucking creep, on Twitter. I should have known I was, didn't. Context, I was still a dickhead. So now, yeah, I guess, I don't know, did I put the song first or last? I don't fucking know. Oh, that's why I didn't fucking care about fucking anything. It's because I was being evil. Because I was being mean. That's why I didn't care. Oh my God, I finally, maybe this is this one layer of onions getting got people that have been so many. That when you're mean, it's the biggest high there is. It's so good. It's like dopamine. I've just been getting high on being hurtful to this poor guy. Oh, man. I don't like being... I have enough trouble being mean to people. I don't need to be enabled by technology. Anyway, my amends is to just shut the fuck up and stay away. And I just wanted to record the song because I like the song. I'd like to make a song about it. The song, I mean, I'd like to work on it. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. But I'm going fine. I'll be checking in here, not on Twitter, because ew, they're gross. I've heard about female journalists just basically their careers being just undoable because of all the trolling on Twitter. So I can kind of sort of scale around to get a sense of what's going on. It's just awful that these people can just be doing a job, you know, not much more, or maybe the same as a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And what they give up in privacy and all kinds of things, and then what these big technology giants are monetizing from these people's privacy and sanity. Oh my Lord. I just hear, I was listening to this person's podcast and listening to him interview people, just creatives that are already under so much pressure. I listened to one woman talking about how, I can't remember, she was basically describing the same symptoms that a PhD student had, and I can't remember the name of the condition, but it's basically when you just drain the fuck out of all your neurotransmitters. And it's the same sort of self-blaming talk I heard teens say about how all her teeth being missing was her fault because of taking pills. Like, no, dude, you've been sold a lie about that. Immigrants still knowing that they've been sold a lie, being told, you know, like, you know, they've been sold a lie. They've been manipulated over to Australia to be basically sold into slave labour. These people, artists, are being sold a lie that they'll be able to have, you know, enough money to live for the foreseeable future in return for their privacy, but that's not what happens. And so instead we take their privacy away, and also we're taking their money away more and more. See, like, writers strike, etc. So yeah, I was a real dick, but I was a dick, really, really big dick, at the hands of Elon Musk, because there's just, there were no proper guardrails in place. They totally, like, fully shut me down. Like, they, not even a bot for 3 weeks, people. But I didn't, I thought it was just a glitch, or I thought that they were just like, I don't know what I thought. Well, frankly, I was coming out of kind of a chemical coma and stuff at the time, plus medical negligence and a bad support worker that's not I'm very unhappy with. But, and I almost feel like I can hear, because I've tuned so much into this person. You see, I didn't mean to. In the first place, I wasn't really that particularly interested until I started thinking about what I was interested in him. And then I became interested in him. But not interested enough to want to, like, you know, deliberately hurt him. Or hurt him, like, any of them. I don't really get, find quite upsetting to think when I hurt people, actually. So anyway, there's a song, I think, that's was just being or was going to come. I don't know. God, how much of my terrible content have they had to listen to? A lot, I'm guessing. Sorry. I mentioned I'm related to Dorothy. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Carol. I'll shut up now.